when people see your name, when they pull a ballot March 20th, will it be T.C. Mueller, Tomiko Mueller, Tamika T.C.?
Yes, so it will read Tamiko, and then in parentheses, it is say T.C. I like to say Tango Charlie for the military in me, and then Mueller. So Tamiko, T.C., Mueller.
And, of course, in the past, people in your area have seen you. Of course, you've been serving the third term at the Jackson County Board member. Tamiko is also a former lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve for over 20 years, and, of course, a local veteran and small business owner. Want to look at this today as like a campaign appearance, okay? All right, so a couple of items. Number one to start. How do you define the state of Illinois in these two categories, political and financial? First off, political. How do you define the current status of Illinois politically? How do you think about it?
Well, politically, I think it depends on where you stand. A lot of time, the major parties are Democrat, Republican. Of course, we know we have independents and Green Party and such. I think politically that people are ready for a change. They're ready to have budgets that are passed in a timely fashion. People are ready to move forward and stop having a mass exodus of people moving out. They want jobs. And I think politically that we can all agree that we want to have a safe environment for our families. And so it doesn't matter what party you're in, but it does matter when it comes to concerns for people and having environments in which they can survive and live and maintain.
And what about financially? How do you define the state of Illinois financially? Right? I was almost said, and you can't say just broke. That's for me.
Okay.
I mean, how do you think about it that way? I've actually heard the term, and I think I've even used it in private with, you know, at home, and asked the question, am I living in a failed state?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I'm in real estate, and when I really felt and found out things went bad is when I had a client that was here from New York in Williamson County, and we were looking for properties. They had a family in Heron, and we were looking, and things seemed promising in the beginning. He was a vet and was using a VA loan, pre-qualified and everything. And couldn't find anything where he initially wanted to. So he said, hey, well, let's start to look in Jackson County, you know, open up the range. And so we did. And so as we progressed along and, you know, several weeks passed by, we found that the taxes were too high and it wasn't something that he was ready to commit to, as well as he had a son in his late 20s and he was looking for employment and could not really find a job and had a grandson that, you know, he had to have childcare for. And then at that time, we hadn't really officially passed a good budget. And at that point, he said to me, he said, you know, TC, I don't know if I want to stay in a state that is not fiscally responsible because there's not a budget passed. My son can't find employment, so there's not a lot of jobs here. And thirdly, the taxes are too high. And at that point, I realized from a financial aspect that there's something really wrong here when we have people moving here. But from an outsider, he was an outsider looking in, and he made that overall evaluation. And I thought, wow,
brought it home.
Exactly.
It's interesting about that, because the outside looking in, that perspective, the fresh kind of perspective, you get used to it here to a certain extent. So the budget, it's such an often talked about item, and, you know, there's a constitutional amendment that it must be balanced. But if you've got the magic wand, you get to make the call. How do you balance the budget?
Well, I think that's all hands on deck. It's not going to be me as a singular person. It takes everyone. It takes governors. It takes Congress. It takes everyone to say, hey, my philosophy personally is that I shouldn't get paid if I'm not doing my job as a state representative. If I can't balance a budget and that's the reason why I'm physically there for my constituents, then why am I having a paycheck? Because I am not doing what I was elected to do.
It's that private sector point of view, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You're out in the world and you don't make a budget for your business and it fails, you lose.
Exactly.
And people lose their jobs. And so you've got a problem bigger than the budget, and that's the pension. Potential solutions that you bring to the table as state representative, how should this pension problem, and it's growing every single day. Still, no, we've made some changes, sure, but we don't seem to see them manifesting mathematically. What do you do about the pensions in Illinois?
Well, I think, first of all, this has been going on for a long time. And we need to find out what is the fundamental underlying reason why this has happened and fix that problem. Because if you have a budget that's broke and then you reach into the pension and then you're taking money from that, then it starts to continuous, it's a continuous problem. So you have to fix that problem first. Basically, it's saying, hey, I have a leak in my roof. And your ceiling is falling out, and then your carpet and everything else. If you don't fix the leak in the roof, you know, nothing else is going to be solved, because you can continue to fix the ceiling, you can continue to fix the carpet, but until the leak gets fixed, you have no real solution. And I think that's the first step.
It's interesting because you can transition directly from that into something that you do have a lot of experience in your story recently because of your real estate background. When people leave, it's because of taxes. And if you look at a singular tax, I would think it would be the property tax that's driving people out of this state.
Yes, sir.
So what do we do about property taxes in the state of Illinois, especially in light of the governor's idea that, you know, more pension costs should be pushed to the local level for schools? This is the proverbial hot potato.
Exactly. I think the first thing that we have to do, first and foremost, is identify how can we really make real change. The pension is something that is on everyone's mind. I was talking to an individual in Campbell Hill, and he told me he went from $1,100 to $399, and he was working with a local outfit here in Southern Illinois. And I was just dumbfounded. I said, how does that happen? Where did that money go? You've been putting money into this every paycheck. Where did the money go? And no one has answers. So kind of like him, I want to know answers. So I want to research and figure out, where is this money? People are paying taxes. We know it's coming out, but where does it go? That would be my first step in figuring out, how come we're not having someone that feet are held to the fire on this and saying, hey, we need to do better. If you're going to take money out of a pension fund, then you need to explain, where is it going and why? That's the first step.
You know how many times I've said that? I've said it with more dirty words in it, though. Where's the money going? I mean, that's a legitimate question. And it turns out, I think we found out, $1 billion in late payments. $1 billion in late payments. You know, folks in Jackson County, Union County, you talk, we'd like our share of $1 billion split among all the counties.
Yes.
They'd find a good way to spend it, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
$1 billion gone to service our debt. I mean, it's kind of hard to fathom, really, when you think about it.
Well, you kind of have to look at the U.S. as well.
You do.
The overall country. And it just trickles down. You go from a country that is trillions of dollars in debt, and then it's trickling down. And once again, fiscal responsibility, being held accountable to the taxpayers. And I honestly think if one person was that much in debt, you know, they would have IRS after them knocking the doors down. And why are we held accountable when our government is not? So I think those are some hard looks that we have to start to take into consideration.
Yeah, it'd be nice, you know, as a state, if you could go to the Federal Reserve Bank and say, I want to borrow $1 trillion. The Treasury Department is scheduling borrowing $1 trillion. They can do that. State of Illinois, really, you can't go Federal Reserve Bank. We'd like a trillion.
Yeah, we're going to the taxpayers.
Right. It's interesting.
Hurting us.
Goldman Sachs talks about the federal deficit going into uncharted uncharted territory and beginning to eat the growth, U.S. growth, starting in 2019 as well. We've only got 60 seconds left. If this is the last time somebody hears Tomiko T.C. Mueller prior to the March 20th ballot, you're going to be on the ballot with one other opponent. Why Tomiko Mueller?
Well, thank you for asking that question. The why is that I care about people. The why is that I've served this great country since I was 17 years old. The why is because I've served this great state in the Illinois National Guard. The why is because I serve also our community in Jackson County on the Jackson County Board. But most importantly, I am a public servant. I've done it my whole life. And I can bring leadership. I can bring discipline. That's what I've done in the military. I am currently a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves. I've been deployed a couple of times overseas to the Middle East. I also have served as a company commander. I've been in charge of troops. I've been successful. You don't get to lieutenant colonel just because. So I've gone through training. And those are the kind of things that I want to bring to the state representation for this great region here in Southern Illinois. It's leadership and also confidence and courage to go against the grain, to work hard for the people of Southern Illinois.
Isn't it funny how your life changes when you find out it's not about you?
Yes, but I've been doing this for a long time.
I think you
time.
Figured it out before I did, age-wise. It took me a little longer. I can't exactly say the one single day the light bulb went off, but, you know, when you start realizing it's not about you, that you're part of a bigger whole, it doesn't mean you got to give yourself and get yourself lost. But, you know, the feeling you get when you chip in, you're successful and you help, there's really very few things that are more satisfying, I think.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve. I think the people of Southern Illinois deserves a fresh new change, a fresh start. It's time that we do things differently here and start to make effective, positive change.